North Carolina State punter A.J. Cole III goes into his senior season with the third best career punting average in Wolfpack history. And he has kicked for over 7,200 yards in his three seasons with the ball club in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Hello, everybody. This is Sports and Commentary. Thank you for stopping by today. My name is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can learn more or give anytime, quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. Last time on the show, AJ and I took some time to visit about his recent spring break trip to Nakuru, Kenya. This is in East Africa. This was his fifth straight spring break trip to the village to do ministry. He's back with me on the show. So when a lot of college students are heading to someplace warm, party atmosphere for spring break, you went halfway around the globe to Kenya to minister. How has this trip, these five trips, changed your perspective on football, AJ?
That's actually a great question. I think that you have just a whole new perspective on everything when you come back. I think that when we live our lives in America, we often, you know, we've never needed anything necessarily. Like, you know, for a lot of us at least, like I've never really gone to bed hungry. I've never needed something and like needed medical attention and not been able to get it. So when I came back, I just had a new perspective on everything. And then on football, you know, I felt like for a long time in my life, I was really defined by who I was as an athlete. And if I had a good game, I felt good about myself. If I had a bad game, I didn't. And that's something that, you know, I still struggle with. It's something that everybody struggles with. But being less defined by my sport, because at the end of the day, like, it's just a game. And it's just a game we play. And I know that my true identity is as a son of God and redeemed by Jesus Christ, and that I'm not just, you know, who I am on the football field.
Yes, yes. Well, we need to talk about the football field for just a few minutes to do this show justice. Take a few minutes to talk about your 9-4 record last year that included a 52-31 Sun Bowl win over Arizona State, and what you expect out of the ball club this year.
Yeah, last year was a lot of fun. We won a lot of fun games, beat Louisville at home with a memorable experience. Got to play with who, in my opinion, is the best player in the draft this year, Bradley Chubb. We had our quarterback had a great year. You know, we had some incredible players at all over the field. It was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed just all of the memories and experiences we had last year. It was really cool. And then going forward, you know, we lost a lot of seniors, and we got a lot of young guys that are going to have to step up, but I think we got a lot of talent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Chubb is going to be a first-round pick in the NFL draft later this month. Lots of defensive guys graduated. Some guys are going to get drafted. Now, head coach Dave Doran, the former Wisconsin Badger assistant coach, took the program from his first year at 3-9 to 9-4 last season, top 25 ranking. How has the football culture at NC State changed?
Yeah, so, I mean, Coach Doran recruited me, so I didn't really have a chance to see the full extent of what everything was like, you know, before he got there. But from what I understand from other players, and even just as long as I've been here, I feel like the culture's really changed. The amount of, you know, extra work, the film study, just the winning culture has really changed even since my freshman year. And I've heard that it's been, you know, even more drastic since before he was there. I think that he does a great job setting a standard and trying to create a great culture and a winning culture at that. And we've got some of the best coaches in the country at all different position groups. So he's done a great job here.
Yeah, and you had some really close games last year, touchdown here or there. And you guys are looking at 12 wins.
Yeah, we lost the South Carolina game and the Clemson game by a touchdown. I think the only game really that wasn't close was the Notre Dame game, which kind of got away from us a little bit. But, yeah, we were really in there. And, you know, obviously we're disappointed to not win those games. We want to win every game we play. We know that we're talented enough and capable of winning every game we play. So, obviously, when you don't win a game, you're disappointed. But You know, it was definitely a season in the right direction this last season.
All right, so give me a preview of your conference, your ACC, this upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, the ACC, I think you could make the argument that in the past couple of years has been, you know, one of, you know, the most competitive conferences. We've had Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson. We've had national champion Clemson. I mean, it's been a really competitive conference, and I don't think there's any reason that should change. So we know that each and every week we're playing a team that can beat us, and we know each and every week that we can beat the team we're playing. So I think it's a really cool opportunity to be able to play the best teams in the country week in and week out. So that's just something that we take with a lot of pride, and we're excited about.
Well, AJ, we live in a world of tweets now. Thank you, Donald Trump. It seems like everybody's got a Twitter account, yours included. But I did notice when I went there's a Bible verse right at the top highlighted, Luke 10:19. Luke 10:19. What does that Bible verse say, and why did you want to emphasize it?
So Luke 10:19 is, I've given you the power to trample snakes and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. I just think that I heard that verse when I was actually on a mission trip in Tecate, Mexico, and I thought it was kind of cool because I thought it just it's very powerful, and it speaks to, you know, I think a lot of times in our lives, like, we feel like things are impossible and difficult, and I think that just that it's a very empowering verse saying that, you know, when we have God on our side, you know, Satan can't get in our way.
Yes, for sure. AJ Cole, he's a top GPA guy in the team and the top special teams guy for North Carolina State football. I'll tell you what, let's visit about your faith a little bit more next time here on the show and unpack how you found Jesus as your personal Savior. Talk a little more Wolfpack football with you. All right. So thank you for being here today. Have a blessed day, AJ.
All right. You too. That's it.